Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guests, Nelson and Sarah Farrow, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Andy Clark of Friends of Raystown Lake, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there'll be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
Sometime back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
This is Steve McNamara, a Bedford County veteran. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I think I must mention this every time I do a program with you. I got to mention it again. I am in one of the more interesting places in Bedford County, and you may recall when I started this show in 2014, that I really wanted to have the criteria being talking to interesting people. Well, you're not going to be disappointed this morning. I have found two very interesting people, and they've just been here a few years, and within a very short time, they have built an absolutely magnificent facility called the Hospitality Spring Farm. And this is a little more than a farm, and I'm going to get Nelson and Sarah to explain this to you. But first of all, we want to introduce them. Nelson Farrow is the Papa Bear in this rather large family. Nelson, a very good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us.
And good morning to you.
And Sarah runs the place. She's the mother of all these children. And Sarah, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you as well.
Sarah and Nelson have moved from various places around Pennsylvania, and I understand even South Jersey, where you hail from.
Yes, South Jersey is where I was from.
It's been a long time since I've talked to anybody on this show from South Jersey. So for just a second, we have to talk a little bit about this. You're from Hamilton, right?
Hamilton, New Jersey, the blueberry capital of the world.
Well, for those of you in Pennsylvania, you have to understand something about South Jersey. When you find someone like Nelson from South Jersey, you don't ask them where they live. You ask them what exit on the turnpike they are. Is that correct?
That is correct in North Jersey, but I'm from South Jersey.
Okay. So you're not on an exit.
Oh, no, I'm not on an exit. Okay, I'm next to where all the squash and zucchini were.
Well, Sarah's a little bit closer to home. I understand you've lived in Berks County and in Maryland and in Pennsylvania,
yes.
Lancaster County, everywhere.
I was born in Maryland and I grew up in Berks County. And most recently, Nelson and I come from Lancaster County.
Okay. Well, so we have the whole mix here. Well, Nelson, let me just turn to you a minute. First of all, I'm very interested in names. I think the names of things are very interesting. So you've chosen to name your farm Hospitality Spring Farm. And you told me before we went on the air this morning, all three of those names have some importance. So let's start with hospitality, and then you can tell me about the spring part and then about the farm part. How would that be?
Sure. Well, hospitality, we are actually part of a traveling network where people stay at your home. We are part of two different ones. One's Mennonite Your Way, and the other one's A Candle in Your Window. And where we have guests, they come and stay at our home, and they are able to, we have a farm-to-table breakfast for them ready in the morning, or sometimes we'll have a dinner for them in the evening. We've been part of that for many years, and so we've been very hospitable. We've always had a lot of people here, and hence the farm hospital as well, when it's referring to the farm, and that would be...
As we were searching for a farm, this is the place that we found, and it had many things that we were looking for, and it was a hospitable place to live.
And it is. I think one of the things you notice when you come off Yount's Road, which is where these folks are. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you where they are. They're just a bit about north, northwest of Cessna, right off of Route 220. It only took me a few minutes to get here. I don't know why I thought you were kind of way out, but you're not. You're really very close. And it's an absolutely charming environment. You come to this winding road, and you come down Yount's Road, and there's this great big sign that says Hospitality Spring Farm. So I had no trouble finding it, and I'm usually geographically challenged, so anybody coming here will find it rather easy.
Most people are familiar with the area of mm-hmm. Dutch Corner, and this right. is called Dutch Corner here. And so most people know that when they're coming in here. It is a beautiful area back in here in this location.
One of our radio programs we did here at Bedford County Speaks was with the folks at the Dutch Corner Historical Society, who won an award from the Bedford County Historical Society some years ago for doing such a fantastic job at preserving the history around here. So, yes, Dutch Corner is well known. Okay, so we have a little bit of the hospitality thing. We'll come back to that. Tell me about the springs.
Well, on our farm, we actually have four springs. They're right here lower. We have one that was in the farm itself, down in the basement. And then we have three other springs that are fed right into our pond. They are all seasonal springs. And so hence we had hospitality, and then we had spring to do that. And what we found out, some of the history, there used to be a fort, I believe it was called Fort Wigwam, that was down a little bit below where our pond was. And that was, there was a lot of springs that were going to that, and hence they put that there. So it's very unique and fascinating that we've had a lot of history right here, right in this area, and we're being part of that history.
So you have not only an historical bent to it, but we're in an old house here. You've got a brand new rebuilt barn, and you've got the spring going, and the hospitality of inviting your guests in. We're going to be back with these folks in just a second, but I want to remind you today that the program is brought to you in part by some of our terrific sponsors, such as Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, which we're probably closer to them than anybody else up here. They're right on 220, just north of Bedford. And they're a family business like this folks here. The Thomas family has been around for over 100 years, which is saying something for the automobile business, considering that cars aren't much older than that. And Mark Thomas and his family operate these businesses with a lot of family care. I think you'll find that their service they have in there, and it's a nice place to purchase a car if you would like to do that. And the other one, of course, is the Homewood at Springhouse Estates. Mary Grattan and Homewood at Springhouse Estates have done just a sensational job of putting together a wonderful place for older people to live. And being one of those older people, I'm becoming more and more aware of the kind of service they have. You know, at Homewood, you not only have your own place as a cottage or an apartment, but a terrific dining room. They have shuttle service to a market, walking trails, brand new facilities. And I'll bet you, if you ask them nicely, they take that shuttle service and take them right down here to Hospitality Spring. Maybe they have already. We'll ask Nelson. And all of this at no additional expense. At Homewood at Springhouse, you're going to fit in because your friends are already here. So call these people right now. They're just terrific. Their number is 623-0349. That's 623-0349 for Homewood at Independence, or rather at Homewood at Springhouse Estate, where every day is Independence Day. And our guests this morning are two wonderful people. I've just met these young people, Nelson and Sarah Farrow. You have to understand, Nelson, at my age, everybody now is young. So it's great to meet you. So because you've done a good job to explain the hospitality and the springs, and now tell me about the farm. You have some animals here too, I understand.
Yes, we do. We have cattle. We have Jersey cattle. We have Durlock pigs. We have
from France. Sonnendary goats.
Goats?
Yes. Oh. And I milk those. And yes, we have dairy goats. We have rabbits. We have ducks
and chickens and geese. So we have about nine different types of animals.
And now, you have a bunch of children here. How many children do you have?
We have nine children.
Nine children, right.
And seven of them are at home. One is married, and
one
is in college.
Boy. So do the children get involved in this place?
Yes, they do. They have an opportunity to, for instance, when we're doing the farm, each child says, or we would take a survey. What were some of the animals that you would be interested in working with? Mm-hmm. My one daughter said she would like to work with the rabbits, so she worked with the rabbits. Another one said, hey, I want to work with the pigs. So this way it gives them an opportunity. Sure. What suits them best. And so we try to do that.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, first of all, to see a large family. We don't see them very often anymore. It's kind of anti-cultural, so it's just terrific. And in fact, I just left our parish priest just before we got over here to do this interview, and I told him I was coming to see you, and I told him about your large family. And you know what he said? He said, God bless him. I'm so glad that we have some people out here with a decent family. So it's terrific you've done that. And you've added a great gift to the world, and so I know you're proud of your own children. God, college to a baby. Wow. I'm just
it's quite a span, yeah.
I'll bet. Well, good for both of you, and it looks like it's also agreeing with you as well. So there are a lot of places like this around the countryside where you go and visit a little farm and you see some farm animals, and oftentimes it's kind of a little Disneyland. But here I don't feel that at all. I feel like this is more of the real deal. Is that how you feel about it?
What we're trying to specialize in for ourselves is we're trying to basically have heritage breeds. Heritage breeds is those that have been around for 100 years or more. The oldest breed we have is a Jersey cow. They've been here since the 1600s.
Yeah.
So we try to focus on that. And then for our gardening aspect, we specialize in heirloom and open pollinated. So we try to stay within those parameters for the farm. So it's more than just, this is not a hobby. Right. This is something we love to do. We enjoy doing. We're out in the elements. It's being with the animals. And it's a whole different atmosphere.
Are you open all the time, or is there a certain portion of the year where you close down?
During the season, and when I refer to the season, would be your traditional growing season, would be from May to October.
Right.
We are here at the farm. We are also on Fridays and Saturdays at Fisher's Country Market.
And that would be from May through October.
That's just about one of our favorite stores around here, by the
way.
That is a great little place.
Yes.
We buy our Scrapple there.
Okay,
no one's got
yes.
Scrapple. I mean, that's a great Eastern Pennsylvania.
Yes. That's that Philadelphia Scrapple.
Oh, yeah. If we couldn't have Scrapple, we'd move.
Specialty, yeah. Specialty.
Yes, anyway.
But, we had a wonderful opportunity to talk with both Mike and John Fisher there at Fisher's. And when I presented, would we be able to have our stand there? And just would expand with what they're offering. They specialize in your deli foods and your bulk foods and stuff like that. And we were able to add more extras, steaks and chops, things that didn't really have, it's a great store, small store. This is expanding their opportunities here. And so we're offering more variety, and we're there during the season, summer season there. And again, that's on Fridays and Saturdays.
And one of Sarah's nine children trying to join the conversation here. But don't worry. I told her, I love this kind of ambiance because it kind of lets everybody know where we are. When I told you we're in a farmhouse with a bunch of children, I wasn't kidding. They're all here. And some are watching, some are not. I think most of them are going to play the piano, you told me later. The program today is brought to you in part today by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, which proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And when we return, we're going to learn more about this fabulous place and a little bit about what you can do when you actually come to visit the Farrows here at Hospitality Spring Farm when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Larry Fisher of the Bedford Lions Club, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I just wanted you to hear a little bit of that piano. That's one of the Pharaoh children practicing their piano. I mean, where else on the radio can you get a piano during an interview? I ask you, right? Well, you can't right here. We're at Hospitality Spring Farm, and we are in the beautiful Dutch Corner area of Bedford County here on this beautiful, by the way, toasty day. It's like 28 degrees outside.
This does feel very balmy today.
I mean, this past week has just been awful. I thought we'd move to Alaska. This has really gotten to be bad. Anyway, our guests here today are Nelson and Sarah Farrow, and they are the proprietors of Hospitality Spring Farm. And during the break, Nelson, we were talking about conservation. And many years ago, my grandfather, there was a huge movement at that time. This would have been around 1903 or 1904, called Back to Nature Movement. And he picked his family up from downtown Philadelphia and took them to Colorado. Now, can you imagine what Colorado looked like in 1905? Wow. They still had Indians running around. Mm-hmm. And he decided he wanted to be a rancher. And he took his four children and did this. And they thought he was off his rocker, but he was very interested in all of this, and later he moved back. So when I heard about your interest in conservation and stewardship here, it kind of made me, reminded me a little bit about what he did. But what you are doing here is actually scientifically very accurate. And so if you could tell me a little bit about why conservation stewardship is better than putting Roundup on your ground.
Well, when you put Roundup on your ground, you create a situation where you have to keep putting the Roundup on. It's a continual input situation where our goal is to balance out the soil, the insects, the animals, the birds, so that our farm can function as a natural ecosystem.
And I bet it would be easier to do it here than would have been in Lancaster County, because you've got so much of the other going on.
Well, in Lancaster County, it is very crowded and built up. Also, farms are very expensive.
Right.
Bedford has more affordable property.
Right.
So
you're able to do that with here.
Right. Now, with our soil, as she was talking about, when we first here, you know, we had a lot of we did not have very many worms here, and so we were trying to build up the soil. So through building up the soil naturally, no chemicals or anything, I would say we're what you call going beyond organic on there. And so we are now seeing frogs, we're seeing gardener snakes, we're seeing monarch butterflies. We have a lot more coming to this area. Praying mantis. The praying mantis have been really starting to thrive on our farm here, and that is great. They're great predators for your insects on your plants.
The insects which are eating the plants. See, insects function the same as larger animals in that there are the herbivores, omnivores, and carnivores, and insects that eat plants are the ones that are generally considered pest insects because they're eating your crop plants. But when you have carnivore or predator insects, it helps to balance it all out.
So how dumb is this to get away from that and substitute it with a spray can?
Yeah, and you just you create a situation where you have to keep spraying because you don't have the natural predators to take care of it. Some of the things that we're doing to help balance out the ecosystem is a great diversity of plants. We have crop plants, we have herbs, we have flowers, we're planting trees, we have another small pond that we had built this past summer, and we're working on creating a lot of diversity here.
So when we introduce a new plant or a different tree, does that help attract some of these favorable insects you're talking about?
Absolutely, yes. By planting flowers, for example, you get butterflies and you get all kinds of other insects.
So we chase away the ones things we did by mowing the grass. Because we've gotten rid of all these plants and things, right? Am I getting this right?
Yes. For instance, if we're talking about the gardening aspect for instance, the pollinators, we just built another new pond, and we're doing all native grasses and native wildflowers around there. So we're trying to bring in more the pollinators and trying to bring in more insects to help counteract the other insects.
Just to balance it all out. And even with our vegetable plantings, we plant companion plants next to them, whether it's herbs such as dill or cilantro or so forth, which attract insects to those plants. Yeah, there are a number of plants that are specifically insect-attracting.
So God had this all figured out, and we messed it up.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, no, we definitely would have the view that creation is designed to function in a balance. Sure. And when people get short-term goals in mind, they get it out of balance.
Gotcha. Our guests are fascinating, as you know, just listening to them, but Nelson and Sarah Farrow, who operate Hospitality Spring Farm, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks right here on 1310 WBFD. Nelson, this is a big job organizing all of this. I noticed that you I think you had a helper come by in a pickup truck. He was off getting something for you.
Yes,
you have people working here.
Yes,
plus
we have our family, and then we have another young lady. She'll be coming back here this spring. Mm-hmm. She'll be working full time for the during the season. She'll be full time here helping on the farm, and because we know we're working on various aspects. We have an orchard, we have a nut grove, we have a garden. We have a lot of wide range. We're creating a forest down here. We're planting swamp maples. So we're increasing where we have the wet lower lands. We're putting elderberries. So we're trying to put the crops that were best suited for each location.
Are you attracting any collegiate interest here from horticulturists and botanists? I would think you would.
Yes, we are. We've actually had two professors come visit here. One actually helped us identify one of our apple trees that were on the farm. It was called a Williams Early. We did not know what it was, and he indicated it was actually brought through here from the frontiers. When they were crossing, that was one of the common apples that they were eating, and of course they would, as the kids were eating the apple, they throw it out, and there
boom.
Growing. Yes.
Which is, of course, one of the miracles of nature that would even work.
We have a lot of people that drive past the farm, and they'll say, I need to pull in, or I heard about your farm. This is so fascinating. We have one gentleman, he does edible landscaping, and so he saw what we're doing here. We have rose gardens. We have flower gardens. We have
a little bit of everything.
We did about... On this farm, we have a little over 100 herbs between what we planted and what is on the farm itself.
Now, do you sell some of the produce at Fisher's? Is that what
you
picked up on?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, we have a market wagon that we sell from.
Yep. We have we do farm sales, so we do sell from our farm as well.
Okay.
We also do... people are used to a CSA. We call it a farm shares because we do beef, pork, and we do eggs. We do a wide vegetables and fruit. So we do a wider range of that. And then we also sell to local restaurants that are looking for quality food there. So we've begun to do that as well.
So an all-natural food restaurant
restaurant. That is correct.
Because that sure beats stuff flown in by train from California.
Yes. We grew Everybody's familiar with California celery. Right. We grew Bedford celery here. We were growing celery, and it was
growing great. It's got to be much better. It has to come 3 miles instead of 3,000.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Boy. Our guests are Nelson and Sarah Farrow, and you can hear they really know their business, and they operate Hospitality Spring Farm. Nelson, when does the official season begin here?
We are actually, the season, we're starting now because we're now ordering our seeds. We're calculating where we're going to be planting things. Because we're continually increasing our garden space on there. We just finished landscaping and also adding more fencing. We fenced in our orchard because we run our ducks through there. We run our rabbits through there.
Right.
So that way they're free ranging on there. We have our chickens that will be running through our pastures.
But the market wagon at Fisher's opens in May.
May.
However, people can come here to the farm throughout the year for whatever is currently available. We have plenty of meat right now. We have soap, we have some eggs, and so forth.
And you do this all yourself?
Well, no, we definitely have help both from our children and from employees.
Is it your daughter going to college? Did I hear that right?
Yes, my daughter's going to college.
Is she studying this kind of thing, or is she?
She's actually studying music.
Music, okay.
Yes.
So we need a musician.
We actually had a unique opportunity.
I heard one earlier on the piano.
We actually had a unique opportunity. A young college student right here, right off here on Messiah Road, is actually getting ready to study.
He's currently studying ecology and sustainable agriculture, but he came to.
Here and check he wants out, to do some training and learning and be able to work with his school through this to help him with his education.
Well, you guys are providing a tremendous service to Bedford County, and I congratulate you. And we just have a minute or so left, and I want to make sure we hadn't missed anything. I also want to make sure, how do we get a hold of you? Do you have a website, Nelson?
We do. It's hospitalityspringfarm.com.
That's easy enough.
And our number is 623-0642.
That's 623-0642, and if you didn't remember that, don't worry. You can always call us here at the radio station, and we'll fill you in. And as you may know, this program, immediately after it is broadcast over WBFD, is posted on our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com. And you can play it over and over and over and over again if you'd like and hear the Pharaohs over and over and get them to explain all about your explanation of the bugs and the insects was fascinating, Sarah. I'd never heard that before because, you know, people always ask, well, why did God make these annoying bugs? Now we know why, right? I still haven't figured out the role of the fly, but I'm working on it. Right?
Well, we want to encourage people to come visit the farm.
You bet.
Come visit the farm. We'd be glad to show you around or call. With that, especially during our busy season. If you see us out there working and you're driving by, please feel free to pull in.
Gotcha. Well, thank you both. You've just been terrific, both of you. And I've really enjoyed meeting you and speaking with you. And I wish you all the best with Hospitality Spring Farm. And maybe you'll invite me back some days. But thank you again.
Well, thank you very much.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.